Blog Talk Radio.
I think about the day I met the perfect stranger. I think about us. And I think about the day I got a wrap around your finger. I think about us. The sun was shining on you. The Lord was smiling on me. And love was calling us. I had my mind made up. I can't stop loving you. I can't help myself. And I can't get over you. No matter what I tell myself, baby. Never thought I'd ever love anyone. In my weakness, I think about us. And I think about the day you left without speaking. I think about us. I think about the love we had for our children. I think about the way we laugh without a reason. I think about us, girl, yeah. There will be no more lies. Somebody tell me why I feel like I'm dying. Lord, what's come over me? Baby, can't you see that I can't stop loving you?
I can't stop loving you.
I can't help myself. And I can't get over you.
Get over you, baby.
No matter what I tell myself.
Just like the song says, I can't stop loving you. It's all about a relationship. We're going to be talking about a real relationship tonight. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. So I'm excited. As I said, this is awesome Tuesday. So get ready to have an awesome time with us because we see it as being a special time. We're so blessed to have an opportunity to have this vision of having the Smith Way production to be presented under the umbrella of the Smith Way Enterprise. We can bring you some vast ideal knowledge, some thoughts, our expertise about real relationship. So just get comfortable, as I stated earlier, because we're going to have an awesome time. The call-in number for tonight's show is 347-857-4192. And if you want to share your thoughts, just press 1. And I'm going to make sure I get you on the line. And you can offer your ideas about trauma and the effects on a relationship tonight. And I'll ask you to just offer your name or your location. Whatever you choose to do, then give us your expertise about our topics of the night. Now, if you want to check us out by internet, via internet, call the web link, as you know. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, if you want to just scroll over there, you want to check us, send us some information, or you want to contact us by email, you can go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet the show, you can go to @LorenzaDSmith15, @TheDrLowe Show with the number 1, Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number one. As I said, our title for the show tonight is Trauma and the Effects on Relationships. We want to develop some things that lead today. We got several topics we're going to talk about. In most relationships, our goal is to have a healthy, successful relationship. But throughout time, we encounter things in our relationship that become traumatic. And that's what we're going to talk about, how we can move forward from when we first identify that we are in a relationship that has trauma, then looking at ways that we can address the trauma. Because some people don't even know what trauma looks like in a relationship because they're so used to encountering a relationship that allows you to have bad skills. And that's one of the things where people say, don't bring that baggage from that previous relationship. Because if it wasn't a good relationship, then you're going to bring that same baggage and that skill that you develop, what you call a survival skill in this relationship. It could have been traumatic. It may have not been, but it was enough to get you to get out of that relationship. Now you're moving to a new relationship. So we're going to do our best to make sure we identify traits for a healthy relationship, our best to even look at the tiers of a healthy relationship. And before we can move to seeing what trauma is and what's going on, we got to see truly, what's a healthy relationship? What are some of the traits of a healthy relationship? And I want you to be a part of this tonight. Again, call in, let us know. That's 347-857-4192. Or go to Facebook. We're being broadcast by Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. Or you can check us out on Instagram. And that's Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're live on these three vehicles tonight. And we want you to be a part of it. I really appreciate those individuals that's joined us already. I'm going to give a wave. The ones I can give a wave to our co-hosts, joining us on Instagram. And that's Lisa Levine. She's joining us, and we thank you for joining us, Lisa, our co-host for our Monday night show. We have a Glossy Lips 40, and thank you for joining us as well. We all have my frat brother. Good to have you on the line, my brother, Derek Cummings, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Derek here. We want to make sure we get in contact with you. I know you're in the Montgomery area, and I want to make sure we get a chance to talk with you while we're around and we're being blessed. Kim Sellers Bates, thank you, Kim, for joining us. It's good to have you, Kim, and you're making a point to join us on and on, off and on. Thank you. Either way you want to call it, you just always join us. I'm so happy to have you. We have Michelle Hines. Thank you, Michelle, so much for joining us. We'll give you that wave. And you can wave back at me and appreciate that. So let's talk about a healthy relationship before we get to those traumatic experiences that might turn that healthy relationship into more of a toxic relationship. First of all, if you looking toward a healthy relationship, and we will shout out Kim Sellers. She's an ASU class of 1990. Thank you, Kim, for joining. At that time, I was working over there. Doing a little work over there. Now I work over there again. So it's awesome to be able to have an opportunity to be at my school that I felt like I gave my best and I'm alumnus of Alabama State University. Thank you so much, Kim, for still being supported. So we look forward to talking about a healthy relationship. What are the traits of a healthy relationship? First of all, self-love. See, I want to put this out there before I go into the trauma and go into the identify the traumatic things that occurred from time to time. Self-love. You got to love yourself first. On each of my shows on Thursday night, which is Love Cafe, we talk about love. We talk about exactly those, what the acronym means, the L-O-V-E. And we're going to kind of tie that in what we're talking about. So we're going to make you see when you identify a traumatic experience, you can move forward because there are some things you can do by using those tiers and using those traits of a healthy relationship, a successful relationship. The second one is honesty. You know, if you're honest with each other, talking with each other, communicating with each other, you can do an awesome job. You have to make sure you do it. Tasima Jackson joined us. We're going to give her a shout out as well. Trust. Trust is important. Trustworthy. That's always a question you are asked when you meet somebody and you decide to move from the associate stage, which is the beginning, to the acquaintance. Now we're talking about tiers of a relationship. Now, you make sure, you know, you got to see as that person trustworthy. I always tell you, if you can trust yourself, you don't have no problem trusting anybody else. You can trust somebody with your heart and with your soul till you can be vulnerable enough to allow to have a healthy relationship. Communication. As I said earlier, as we were talking about, trust is so, so important that we focus on communication and being able to talk. That's what, when we talk about the Love Cafe, we talk about communication. We talk about love, how love is play a major role in a relationship. But you have to understand and have what those acronyms mean to you. The L is listening, making sure you listen. That's communication. The O is overcoming whatever challenges you may have in this relationship. And the V is for valuable. How valuable is that relationship? How valuable is that person? How valuable are you to yourself and to your family? You have to keep that in mind. Then the E is the expectation, the encouragement, the incitement. All of that goes along when you move forward. The next thing we talk about, a healthy relationship in the form of a tier, would be connection. You meet somebody, you connect it to them. It's even before you meet them, you feel that connection. You get excited because you're now saying, well, I know this person somewhere, but it's a part of moving toward a healthy relationship because now you can allow your walls to fall down, your guards can fall down. That was created because you was in a traumatic experience or a toxic relationship previously. And as we give the identification for that and give some signs of it, you'll be able to be related to it and understand that's what we're talking about. But if I'm doing these things in the form to be healthy in the relationship, I'm going to continue to do these things self-love. We're going to do trust. We're going to do honesty. We're going to do communication. We're going to have a connection there. And one of the other things, I know one of the people that's watching, I said listener as well, is consistent. You got to be consistent, but you have to know how to be consistent. You can be consistently good or be consistently bad. Keep that in mind. If somebody have habits that are not good, or those traits that are not good, consistently positive in what they need to do. So we have to keep that in mind and always stay focused on where we're going. Evaluate yourself every day. Be consistent. Be committed. The other search thing is real commitment. Real commitment is really being able to knuckle down and say, I'm committed to you. I'm committed to do whatever it takes to make this relationship successful. You know, we have to make sure we do that. Now, in the process, as you move through the steps of the tiers of a relationship, I mentioned already associate, I mentioned acquaintance. Next, you got to have a friendship. And you got to be, and all of those things are required. All of those characteristics are required to have a friendship. You know, friendship with even in your family. You got to be friendly in your family. You don't have to be friends with the people on the outside, but you got to be friendly in your family. And in your relationship, you have to show friendly. When you show friendly, you receive friendliness. And that's what life is all about. And you move toward the romantic part. And you, all of this is working up to it. But if you have a consistent failure yet moving toward, you know, the romantic part of not being successful in the romantic. And some people put some things first, like they put sex first instead of going through the intimacy of developing the heart, allowing the heart to be shared with you, allow the soul, allow it to be a state of mind, that you're losing out on it. Your traits are not going to be well. Your skills are not going to be that well. And if you experience a person not able to give you that, another person, a person not willing to give that to you, because whatever you say, I'm going to love you, I want you to be reciprocated back to me. So we have to keep that in mind. We're trying to build up to things that we have to be able to identify to take away the healthy things. Just remember the healthy things I just shared. There are many more things we can share and then talk about. Well, we're going to move to exactly what the topic is all about tonight, trauma and its effects on a relationship. Now, the call-in number so you can be a part of it, or you can type in your comments on Facebook or Instagram, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying and giving a big shout out with your four last digits of your cell or telephone number. That can give you a location as well as if you choose your name and offer your expertise. Let's look at trauma. Everybody have to keep in mind when we're dealing with trauma, we have to make sure we stay focused. First of all, in a relationship, some people don't even understand what trauma is. What is relationship trauma? And I want you to keep that in mind. It's all about a post-traumatic relationship syndrome. It's just that deep. Some people even encounter PTSD, but this is PTR, PTS, post-traumatic relationship syndrome. It afflicts an individual who has experienced traumatic events within that relationship. It could be in the form of physical. You know, we say if we're in a relationship and we're being abused and we're fighting for our life, you know, we develop those skills of survival. But we're going through this stage of being traumatized. We're traumatized because we're constantly people shouting words. That person you truly, truly want to care to give your heart and give your love to, they're screaming, they're shouting, and they're traumatizing you. And they're affecting not only that, when we say physical, we always take the mental part as included in the physical part, the emotional part. And we have people that will traumatize you by constantly screaming and shouting and hollering and, you know, are trying to direct you. We talk about love and talking about it's a gift, but one of the main explanation of the statement we said best clarify the L in love is listening. You can't be in a relationship when there's only one person talking and only one person listening. Both people have to listen, but both people have to be able to share their point of view. And we have a hashtag that's communicate for understanding. That means that I'm having an opportunity to talk with you, and you're going to listen to what I said. And again, you talk with me and do the same thing. But if you're being traumatized and you physically being shouted and screamed and hollered and physically sometimes hands being put on, then that's traumatization. That leads you to start developing what we call some defense mechanism. We hope it don't get out at a point where someone eventually it go to the far, far, far left. We hoping it to a point where it can come to some conclusion, but it's going to leave a scar. I always tell people in our life, we experience things, no matter how old we are, or how young we are. And it's a time stamp placed into that muscle that you have called a brain, and it sets back in that memory part. And if it's a traumatic experience, you're going to always remember that. That's why I tell everybody it's easy for you to say that. Don't take baggage into a new relationship. Now, if it was so traumatic that it's there, it's not, it's a timestamp on your brain. Because, you know, when we're talking about moving toward love, it's a state of mind. If you want to be happy, it's a state of mind. So it is stamped there. So it may not be you carrying it in there, but you may be triggered by what somebody is doing to you that was in relation with account for. So it becomes what we truly say, traumatic. It traumatized you. And as you move in life, it's part of the post part. When we say, when you talk about post-traumatic relationship syndrome, and physically they are doing that to you. They are putting their hands on you. They're screaming. They're shouting. They're doing things. You know, you can be abused in many ways. You can be abused physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. That goes along with a relationship. I'm talking about in a relationship, these are the things that's important in that relationship that you have to deal with one another. You have to deal with a person physically. You have to deal with a person mentally. You have to deal with a person emotionally. You have to deal with a person spiritually. You have to deal with them financially. And if you're meeting and agree with those things in a positive way, that relationship will be healthy, will be successful. But you can be traumatized in each one of those areas in a relationship. So post-traumatic relationship syndrome is a relationship trauma. And I want you to keep that in mind. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. and I will identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your name or location if you choose to. Prefer your location, then offer your comments. Just share what your thoughts about. I appreciate several other people joining us now on Facebook. We have Tasima Jackson. Thank you, Tasima, as well as John Blackman. Thank you, John, so much for joining us. And as names come in, I'm gonna spew them off as we move on. So that's what it's all about. Now, if you just want to go to the web link and just check out the show and just listen to it, you can't respond, you can't connect, but I'll see that you're on the line when I go look at my stats. You can do that. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Make sure you can join us either way. So you also have Facebook. You also have. And I'm speaking to everyone, but I have three media sites going on here. I have to make sure I share that in Instagram, Facebook, as well as Blog Talk Radio. And we continue to talk about each one of these areas that you could be traumatized in a relationship. We'll always keep in mind there's going to be some phases that I talk about how we can be able to deal with them. But you got to be able to identify them. You got to know what they look like in your relationship. As you sit down and think, I always tell everybody, think about, and it's meditation. Meditate about today. I call it, I reassess myself from day to day to see what I did that day that I can do better tomorrow. As I was talking about those five areas where in a relationship you can be traumatized, I was talking physical. We know that's physically putting a hand on a person, verbally shouting and screaming at a person, nonverbal abuse. People don't realize nonverbal abuse too, because it ain't always what you say, is a lot of times what you do. And I want you to keep that in mind. Some people can show nonverbal abuse as well, just like verbal abuse, just like physical abuse. Because some people say, you're playing with me, you're playing with my emotions. You know, we're talking about it as well. Next one is sexual abuse. You know, that's something that's traumatized you, leads you to fall in that category of post-traumatic relationship syndrome. And you have to deal with that. Until you seek some type of help, you're going to always have to deal with that to help you move in a direction, because it becomes a time stamp. It sometimes dictates how your life will be in the future. But some people got ways of controlling, and they do things that falls into that control thing. In the essence, it's being violent, very violent, and this is criminal. When you go to the point where you sexually abuse somebody, you have to be dealt with. And I think that's the way we have to keep in mind. I know how hard it is sometimes, but you have to address the issue, because it's going to do a lot to help you to be successful in the future. Because again, when you fall in that category of post-traumatic relationship syndrome, it don't go away just because you're out of that relationship. I want you to keep that in mind, because it became a time stamp what they did to you. It was traumatic. It's almost being to a point where you might, well, they say PTSD with those individuals in the war, but you can suffer that too if you go through traumatic experience. But we're giving you a dealing with relationship now. But you can also develop PTSD in a relationship too, from dealing with traumatic experience in a relationship. You look at it and see exactly what you're dealing with. And all I have that, you know, people show themselves, believe what you see. They only can change it. Leopard can only change those spots if it's all white. You never seen all white leopard. You don't have some black spots. A zebra can only change its stripes if it's all white. It ain't a zebra, it's a horse now. Think about it. People show themselves, believe what you see, and run as fast as you can. Because don't stay around, because they're going to continue to put stamps and time stamps and time stamps and time stamps, where you now will definitely going to need some professional help to put you in the right position. All right, we have to keep in mind when we're dealing with post-traumatic relationship syndrome is severe emotional abuse. severe. Now, I just mentioned when you said people emotionally abuse, you know, they tell you they love you and they don't love you. They tell you they love you, but they show something different. Or they don't even tell you they love you, but they show you because they're so controlling. They're so aggressive. Your relationship is built sometime when you deal with people. You have to identify that when a person is very aggressive in a relationship, if you're not accepting and willing to accept that, you have to let them know, I can't deal with this. And you don't have to, because when they become aggressive, they become controlling, undeniable. They don't see you as that person that they can be in a relationship. They see you as somebody in a relationship they can control. And you don't want to be in that kind of relationship. That is not the best kind of relationship to be in. Build those traits and characteristics to healthy relationship. Work on those. If you have somebody, you know, you got yourself, love yourself. You have to love yourself. If I love myself, I can love you. And a love coming from me is a gift. It's like coming from you. If I'm honest and trustworthy, I got to be honest with myself first. Most of the time, the people that like to control you, they're trying to control you so you won't be out to catch them out. Now, that's a mouth said, a mouthful of saying that, people. And you know that. They're trying to control you. Stay now. When you go to work, you know, they use this time to do the things they need to do. You know, say they want to work. And these things, I hear so much stuff. I watch a lot of these court shows and divorce court. I watch it. I record it. I look at it. I see it. And I see some of these things that are going on. But my own personal experience being married twice and divorced twice, I can look back at some of the things I had done that could have been a lot better and still can continue for me to grow from it. And that's what we got. We have to accept what we do. That's why I keep saying, reassess yourself. Check yourself out. Make sure you have yourself in order before you go out there to extend that olive branch to somebody else, which you want to be in a relationship with. Make sure you have yourself in order. Don't create trauma in somebody's life, just like you don't want them to create trauma in your life. So I always tell people, it's so important to me that treat people how you want them to treat you. We're talking about severely emotional abuse. You're emotionally severely, it's not just emotional abuse, it's severe emotional abuse. And that's really, really a problem. And when you run across that, you run into people you have to be able to identify this when you're dealing with talking about a relationship and talk about emotional and psychological trauma. And some people don't understand emotional and psychological trauma in a relationship can come in three different forms or come at you in three types of events. And I want you to keep this in mind because you can think about how these events may occur or have occurred in your life. It may come a one-time event. We're talking about emotional, psychological trauma. Can be caused by a one-time event, such as an accident, an injury, or a violent attack. That's a one-time thing, but it creates trauma. It's emotional. It's psychological. And to correct this, we can't now just go in clothes in a house or hide. We have to seek help so we can move. Find a support system that's going to provide us the help so we can be. The second type of event that may cause emotional and psychological trauma is an ongoing, a relentless stress, such as your living condition may not be. You may be living in a neighborhood that is crime related. You get a person have violence every weekend or every night. That creates that ongoing, because you have to live there and learn how to survive. Battling a life-threatening illness. We're
truly, truly, I want everybody to keep this in mind about COVID-19. Some agree and disagree, but you got your right. But you can call in, or either you can type in what you want to type on Facebook or Instagram. COVID-19. You could be battling for your life. It's a life-threatening virus. And we have to act like it is. Too many people are acting like it's not. And our numbers are spiking all over the country. Matter of fact, it's now spiking all over the world. Some places we thought they had a control are back spiking. It's life-threatening. Don't be convinced by some of the people that are supposed to be the talking heads and the pundits in leadership roles or whoever they are, that you can get this and you'll just overcome it and don't have any problems anymore. This is real, people. We're dealing with a time that we've never experienced and probably in our lifetime won't ever experience it again. But that's how we call ongoing relentless stress. COVID-19 is stress. You know, something people don't even realize, and you may have never experienced it when you're talking about in your lifetime. Because we're talking about your emotional and psychological trauma that explain you leading sometime to your relationship trauma. You know, bullying is something that's ongoing. If you were bullied at a child, they a lot of times say they said the child that was bullied become the adult that bullied. But I was always told, no, the child that bullied as a child would bully as an adult. And you can look at your job and see some people that walk around want to bully you. You have the person at a high level of leadership want to bully everybody. You know, you on your job, your supervisor. They don't have the skills to be a true supervisor, but they want to bully. They want to bully. And this could lead to emotional and psychological trauma, as well as domestic violence. Domestic violence is an ongoing event. It's relentless, and you have to deal with that. It affects your emotional psychological. A lot of people think when they come out of these situations, If God blesses to come out and have a second chance to move forward in life, we think that we can just turn the switch on and off. You can't turn it on and off because what that person did to you, it affects your physical being, your emotional, and your psychological part. And they're putting hands on you. They have no business putting their hands on. No man has a business putting his hand on a woman. Because you can't control her. That ain't a man. And I'm saying it because if anybody's doing it, and you on this line, I'm telling you, you ain't been a man by putting your hand on a woman. We are to protect our women. We are to protect our queens, not to beat them. That's not going to make them do no more. It ain't going to make them do no less. And I want to be for real. That's emotional and psychological trauma. If you're experiencing that, you have to get to the point to find a support group. You have to get to the point of finding somebody to help you, professional help. Childhood neglect. You were neglected as a child. And as you grow up, it's emotional. It's going to be a time stamp on you. Let's go back to the time stamp. When I say it's time stamp, and you may become a grown person and still think about some of those things. And these things are really defining you. Don't let it define you. Get help to help you move forward. The third traumatic event falls into three categories. I mentioned two is the commonly overlooked causes, such as surgery. That's traumatic. Especially if especially in the early years of your life. The first 3 years of your life, if you started off with surgery, this lasts with you a long time. Then you have sudden death, someone close to you. These are common overlooked causes. That's traumatic, create emotional, psychological trauma. It affects you in your relationship. All is tied into your relationship. So don't think that it has nothing to do with you. It has a lot to do with your relationship. We want to have a healthy relationship. We want to be able to identify some of these things so we can make sure we can be successful. Sometimes a common event, an overlooked cause is a breakup. Breakup with your significant in a significant relationship. It could be a marriage. It could be just someone you just been with a long period of time, and really you love that person. They've been telling you they love you. They giving both y'all giving each other that gift, and all of a sudden they just cut it off. This is emotional and psychological. It sets the foundation if you don't address it or be able to identify what's going on, get help for it for your future relationships. It'll address your family relationship. It address your friendship and your friend relationship. It is not, you can't separate that when that happened to you. When somebody humiliated, you humiliate somebody enough, you know, they may not have the best of things, especially children who may not have the best of things because the families might not be in the best financial situation. You know, I worked in the school system for 30 plus years, and I retired. And one of the things that when we went to uniforms in the district I was in the state of Alabama, I'm going to say, and one of the big things that we said was we was going to make sure everybody could not feel less than the other person. We didn't want about anybody to be humiliated. So we started off with, you know, we had everybody had a certain sneaker or a certain shoe they had to wear. They had the khaki pants or blue pants or whatever you had in your system or whatever polo shirt you had. So we didn't want nobody to feel humiliated because they may not can afford to buy the expensive clothes like some people can. But that humiliation sticks with a person if they do come to school under some challenging situation, and those bullies and those individuals in their class that picks on them, that's humiliation. It sticks with you. But people overlook, but it's emotional. It's psychological. Even deeply disappointed experiences. Some people in sports, some of you sports because I coached many years. You want to win, and you end up losing. It's a disappointment. It's an experience that sticks with you for a while. I understand I've seen some people just quit and not do it anymore because they didn't win. And I think we resorted to something that we have now is what we call making sure you participated. We recognize you for participating. It's just like we say in life, when we work hard and we do things, give us our flowers while we yes live. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll call out the 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your name and location if you choose to and offer your expertise. We want you to be a part of the Dr. Low Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to continue to move with our agenda or our format and talk about some other things that we say so important, you know, to being successful and being able to identify what emotional, we're dealing with emotional and psychological trauma, but a relationship trauma. First of all, we need to talk about the types of relationship trauma. And if these are going on and you're experiencing it and can recognize it, it can also add situations in regards to making that relationship toxic. Some people can't identify what a toxic relationship is, but a relationship trauma can be a part of that and can be intertwined. Let's look at some of the things and the types of relationship trauma. Chronic anger. Somebody just snap all the time. That's angry all the time. Because they experience some things that may put them at that level. It's so emotional and psychological. They're irritable. Irritability is one of the biggest things. Some people are so irritable. Man, come on, I'm so tired. I'm tired of this girl. She's going to be sick, man. This girl, I'm tired of this dude calling me. He just worried me to death. Become associated with irritability. Anxiety. We're going through anxiety today. COVID-19 had us all going through some stress. When we was at home and the country was shut down, was at home, people were going through fear, anxiety, and it was just so challenging. They said it was so glad to get out again, but that is a traumatic experience. COVID-19 is traumatic. So in a relationship, you have to recognize these things when you're dealing with these individuals. Agitation. Some people, you can agitate very easily, or they easily get agitated at you. You may not say anything. You may walk by and look at them. And I've seen situations, especially I see it with young folks, but I'll tell you, if you're not corrected as a young person, you can carry on to be an adult doing the same thing. People look at them, why are you looking at me? You know, I'm agitated because you're looking. He look at me, he mean mugging me. You know, in a relationship, the same way, we walk by and look at our spouse, our significant other, in a way that seems to be demeaning to them. You know, because you're agitated at them, you're not going to say anything. You're not going to communicate because, you know, you say you love them, and loving them is being able to overcome, being able to value them, being able to be encouraging to them. But you want to sit there and look at them to agitate them, to make them mad. Impatience. We're talking about how you identify relationship trauma. Impatience. You know, patience is a virtue, but we have a lot of people that's very impatient. They're always rushing. They're always going. They're stressful. They have fear. They have anxiety. They put the same pressure in their relationship. But you got to be able to identify. You got to be able to, if you want to be in that relationship with that person, you're going to tell them, let's slow down just a little bit. So let's get a routine. Let's create a schedule. You know, we work, and I think that kind of happened to us where we became impatient to stay at home because we had been working, going. Then we had to sit at home for 70 plus days. We became impatient and we wanted to get out. Some of us were still getting out, had nowhere to go, but just had to get out. We're talking about things that create trauma in your relationship. Again, this one right here, when we say impatient, your inability to sit still. COVID-19 caused us to be able to sit still, and some people did. Everybody wanted to still go. We couldn't go. We're looking for help. We're looking for support because some of the emotional and psychological trauma that we experienced during COVID-19 is still in existence. Anxiety, fears. We're going back to work. We're a little agitated. Some people are not going back to work. They don't have a job to go to. Some of them begin to work at home. They're making some adjustment. You know, so many things is going on. So we have to realize it affects our relationship. So these are the type of relationship trauma that you can keep in mind. A person is always angry. Chronic angry. He's angry all the time. She's angry all the time. You say something, want to bite your head off. Irritability, anxiety, agitation, impatience, or the inability to sit still. These are signs of emotional and psychological trauma that happen in a relationship. Identify those things. Make sure you can see them. And when it happens, you can respond to it. You may have to move toward getting some professional help. In a relationship, as we talk about these things and the types of relationship trauma, you got to know how they look. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure you get you on the line so you can chat with us and share your thoughts. Identify you with the last 4 digits, cell or telephone number, then I'll ask you to give your expertise as well as your location if you choose to. Let's look at some things in relation to what relationship trauma look like. Some people are not able to identify, and you'll probably already experience it, and it may not be in a relationship. It may be a friendship. It may be on a job. It may be in your family, because all of these are forms of relationship. And here's some signs, and we're going to kind of look at some of these signs that you're in a traumatized relationship, or you put in a point after you get out of that relationship, you're in that post-traumatized relationship syndrome. But here are some of the signs of a trauma relationship. Feeling afraid of making another commitment. I want you to think about that. Are you willing to trust someone again? Because are they going to hurt you? You build a wall up. So I'm not ready to get committed. As I said in all of my shows, dealing with relationships and love. Love, if I say I love you, that's a gift. I'm ready. I'm committed. I'm ready to be committed to you. And it won't be committed to you. And if you're not able to return that, then that creates a problem right now. If I'm not successful, then I'm going to be hesitant the next time to be in such a hurry to be showing you how committed I am when you're not ready to do it. If you're not ready to reciprocate that same thing that that person wanted to give you, let them know. Back to now, communicating, listening. That's what it's all about. Next thing is feeling worthless and unconfident. Feeling worthless. You don't feel like you're important. You in a relationship and you're not important. I was watching a divorce court today, and there was a couple on there, and the young lady was just torn. She was in a traumatic relationship. She's been traumatized. She simply said every time she never get anything encouraging, but they get into an argument, he runs and go call his exes to talk with them about what's going on in the situation. He never tells her that she looks nice. So these are things traumatize individuals in a relationship. Not telling them, they worry. I would say every guy or every young lady, whoever you are, your significant other, your spouse, get up feeling good, dress up, going to work. Just tell me, look nice. Don't go into that question part where you feel insecure. Why are you getting dressed up today? You don't get dressed up like that. Tell me, look nice. They feel like they're worth something. They think you're worth. They say, I want to be what my significant other say. I'm worth being in this relationship, not worthless. I'm worth being in. I got the sense of I got to have confidence. You tell me that lifts me up. Give me that encouragement. But if you're not able to do that, that's a sign of relationship trauma. Feeling relieved, then intense guilt. Something happened, you relieved, the person gone, and then you start thinking about you guilt about maybe I ran them off. Maybe I should have done this. This is a serious matter. Let's make sure we keep in mind. Feeling intense isolation and loneliness. You're in a relationship and you feel like you're isolated because your significant other gone places. Or even if you are not, you're just dating and you're in a relationship and they never invite you to do anything. You never go anywhere. It's always just that person going. Sometimes you can feel isolated and you become lonely. The loneliness set in. We have to keep that in mind. Having a hard time letting go. You was in a relationship, you really enjoyed that person, and it came to a screeching halt, and you're no longer in that relationship. Now you can't let go. We have to let go because that's relationship trauma if you can't let go. Feeling distrust in a new relationship. Distrusting in a new relationship. That's a relationship trauma, people. And we have to keep that in mind. Now, if all of these things going on with you and you see this, you're able to identify these feelings, what you need to do is start realizing that you may not be in a healthy relationship. You're in a toxic relationship. And whenever you're in a toxic relationship compared to a trauma relationship, because the toxic relationship have some of the same things there that in a relationship with trauma. A toxic relationship has a lot of those things. Some of the warning signs when you're talking about a toxic relationship, the most serious warning sign of a toxic relationship is some form of violence. We talked about that earlier. Some form of violence, abuse, harassment. And it has to be dealt with immediately because that trauma is going to continue. If it continue on, that relationship trauma is going to develop. It's going to really affect you in the next relationship because you're going to carry those time stamps of what happened to you. Toxic relationship is when you feel like you've been harmed mentally and emotionally. Same thing with trauma. Trauma is emotional and psychological. If you feel like you've been harmed emotionally and mentally, you've been traumatized. You're in a toxic relationship that's traumatizing you. Also, you have to consider that, you know, a lot of those underlying triggers that we be talking about, the things we share that you see and experience in a relationship, all them signs and in a traumatic relationship, we're related to a toxic relationship. Some things that underline triggers to let you know and give you the understanding that this thing is so toxic that it's going to stay with me a while, become a traumatic experience, is that you become depressed. The trauma is influencing one or both individual behavior, violence, abuse. The person abusing you through words, they're agitating, they're disrespecting. You know, one of the key things that I'm going to throw that in right quick is that you know that that relationship is in trouble, it's toxic, and you about to be traumatized is that when they start disrespecting you. When they start disrespecting you, the things they say to you, the verbal abuse, the nonverbal abuse, that's toxic, and you're going to be traumatized. So you're going to fall in that category, what is relationship trauma? And that's a post-traumatic relationship syndrome. All of these things fall, goes along with it. And if you don't address these like they need to be addressed through professional help, sometimes we have to get medical treatments because we stop eating. Anxiety is setting in. Fear. We're not taking care of ourselves. All of these things are so important. When you're in that toxic relationship and you have the trauma, you have to look for therapeutic help as well as medical help. Excuse me. Because it's so important that we keep that in mind. Now, I want to again tie in relationship trauma. We got about 7 minutes in the toxic relationship. There are 5 signs in a toxic relationship. Think about the things we share with relationship trauma and see how they tie into each other. One of the signs is emotional abuse. Remember we talked about that? Emotional and psychological trauma. Some events that maybe happen. It may be one time. It might be ongoing. It might be commonly overlooked. Next one, intermittent reinforcement. That's like gaslighting, another one of them, and other manipulative people often keep you locked in a frame of mind, in a cycle, how they're treating you from time to time, and don't allow you to even take time to rest, to kind of meditate and understand where you're going, because they keep coming at you, bam, 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 not physically with the hands, but what they're saying, the battering, as I said, I saw the show today, they're not saying anything positive. Everything you do, you got to use it to beat that person down. That's where you have a problem. Social isolation, when a person starts isolating Are they keeping you isolated? See, a lot of times that's that form of control that keep you isolated, just like we was talking about. Not feeling like you're worthy. Lack of confidence. I want you to stay in. You feel, you know, intense isolation. Same thing as a toxic relationship. These are the kind of things we got to keep in mind. And three more I want to talk about. Toxic communication. That's a person disrespecting you, shouting at you, traumatize you. You got to identify these things to make the best decision so you can be successful. Discourage you. I was saying that what I saw on that show. That individual was more discouraging, telling the person they didn't look good, the way they was dressed all the time. You need to go do this. You need to go do that. Fix yourself up and do that. So they begin to discourage you, and you're not feeling comfortable. You're not feeling with any confidence. You don't feel like you're worthy enough to be in a relationship. And the one that always gets us and we always forget about is jealousy. Toxic relationship, jealousy. You know, you experience that's a, if you're dealing with somebody who's insecure and have a lot of jealousy in their heart, and they even to the point when people are jealous, they're jealous of you. And they want to reduce you till you be below them. So jealousy is a part of a toxic relationship, but it's also part of creating that relationship trauma too. And we want to get out of this situation. We're going to take some, we're going to give you some thoughts in regards to moving out of these ideals of and how we can help ourselves with dealing with relationship trauma. You know how sometimes the question asks, how long? If I'm dealing with post-traumatic relationship syndrome or relationship trauma, how long I have to go through this? A lot of times you go through it for weeks, or you go through it for months. But the best way to recover from a traumatized or traumatic relationship is to take some time for yourself and think about it. That's why they say if you're coming out of a relationship that was one of them ones you put all your energy and you just knew this was, and it's a romantic relationship, and if it's a marriage, and you become divorced, when you step away from that person, you need to take some time. I always say you need to take about a year or two to kind of check and work on yourself. Work on those traits and characteristics for a healthy relationship I mentioned in the beginning. If you want to seek help and want to help yourself to come out of this traumatic relationship, work on looking in the mirror and realizing who's in that mirror and knowing that you love that person in the mirror. Work on building up honesty and trust that you may feel like you may have not had and you didn't trust that person. I want to be in a situation because I trust myself, I'm going to trust them. I'm honest and I expect that person to be honest. Work on the communication part. Be able to listen when you talk. Just make sure you keep in mind those things. I want to give a shout out because of my time frame, and we got about 2 minutes in regards to Instagram. I shouted out Glossy Lip 40. I have Lisa Farrell, which is Levine. We have Christy Love 28. Thank you for joining us as well. If we lose you in the next step, I appreciate you joining us on Instagram. We still have several other people joining us on Facebook. Oh, man, I want to give all of them a shout-out. Give me a chance to give you a shout-out. I will in a minute as well as give you a wave, but I want to finish up with this topic. Seek some help, and when you seek that help, allow that help to take time to work this situation out. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be quick and fast. You're going to take some time and go, that's why after you come out of these experiences that was traumatic, you take some time. Divorce is a traumatic experience. Take some time. Don't be in a rush. Take some time for yourself. Evaluate. Then seek some professional counseling. There's nothing wrong. It's not taboo anymore in our communities. Go seek professional counseling. Also, make sure you look at some healing process. You know, when you're talking about healing in a relationship, trauma, recovery, reestablish safety and stability. That's what you need to make sure you do. Make sure you're comfortable. Make sure you're safe. Allow yourself to be stable again. Work on those things that allow you to do that. Take some time to look at yourself. Look at those traits, self-love. Look at honesty, trust, communication, connection, commitment. Do those things right there. You fall in that category of making sure you reestablish stability and safety. Make sure you look at the memories. Remember those positive things. Okay? And sometimes you have to mourn. Because that traumatic experience may have been losing a loved one. Allow people to mourn. Don't say, I know what you're going through, because you don't know what they're going through, but you be there to support them anyway. Be encouraging. And that's what you expect out of your relationship. Someone that's going to be encouraging to you. Somebody going to be supportive. Reconnect. And reconnection means you reconnect with your family. Some of you might have stepped away because you were in a relationship or you was married. Now you can reconnect. Begin to integrate some new things in your life that you didn't do before. That way you can kind of move forward and be successful. The best relationship treatment, that was a healing, some things to heal, would be get some therapy. Trauma therapy one would be connecting to other face-to-face. That means you got to go and you have to talk, to get out of isolation, talk to your friends, talk to your family, reconnect with your family. Avoid spending too much time alone. Be staying at home and just ISO and don't want to be a part of anything. Get moving. Get your schedule. Get a routine. Get going. Get back in the game. That's what they're talking about. Get back in the game. Self-regulate your nervous system. Don't put yourself in situations that cause you to be nervous and fearful and afraid. Take time, meditate. You know, my co-host, one of the co-hosts on Monday Night Show, Lisa Levine, she's I call her a professional yoga instructor. Also have another individual that joins our show, and she's a Zumba instructor out of Philadelphia, Dana Bowser. I give her a shout out. I bought a shirt. She's gonna wear it on the show. And back to Lisa, the co-host. She do an outstanding job. She not only just work with, well, she work mostly with children, but she will work with you. You can go to our Facebook page, Lisa Farah, and just connect with her that way. You can go to our Wellnessology page group that we have and share your thoughts and ask her, because we're gonna let her come live again, and she's gonna actually do a session. She will, we've talked about it before, and allow you to do some yoga, meditation, relax your mind. Do some of the things like that. Let your nervous system calm down. Take care of your body, because your health is so important. We're talking about things to treat to help you with relationship trauma. Resolve unpleasant feelings and memories. Try to resolve them. Discharge pent-up fight or flight energy. You know, that's what, when you get in a bad situation, they always say there's two things going to happen. And it gets to the point you're either going to fight or you're going to flight. You have to make sure once you move into the post part and you're working to heal, you have to discharge that pent up fight and flight, because you're going to have to make a decision when you get in a bad relationship, a toxic relationship. Learn to regulate your strong emotions. Don't get so so emotional and so upset. You have to kind of regulate them. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. I want you to be at the highest point, because of the sense that you can open your mind, your body, and your spirit up, because you're showing that you emotionally within, you're able to show emotions, but you got to regulate them. And last but not least, rebuild your ability to trust other people. That's what happens when you go through toxic and trauma in a relationship. One of the main things I hear people, they didn't build the wall up. I'm not falling for that stuff no more. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to hear that stuff. I'm not even going out no more. I'm just going to take it easy. I'm just trying to do this. And the thing about it, you have to allow time to build yourself, replenish yourself, let you build yourself back up, build up a trust for being around other people, to be where you can give your heart. And once you're able to do that again, you can be successful. You can lick the post-traumatic relationship syndrome, and that way you'll be successful. It's been awesome tonight having a chance to come before you. I want to make sure I give these individuals a shout-out. Just keep in mind, seek the help. Don't think it when you experience a traumatic relationship or post-traumatic relationship syndrome that it's going to be done overnight. It may take several weeks, several months that you had to continue to work, seek professional help. It's a counselor, you know, try to get on and get on their schedule to sit down and talk with them. And if it's your pastor, if it's someone in the church, wherever you want to be, take time to seek some expertise from someone, some counseling that's going to help you. Relinquish all them old things that you've been holding on to so you can move forward. Let's give a shout out to those people that's been joining us. It's been awesome having each and every one of them. So I didn't get a chance to wave at them, but I give it. Derek Cummings, I mentioned from the beginning, my frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, called him Frog. Brother Frog, thank you so much. Kim Sellers Bates, 1990 graduate of Alabama State University. It's good to meet you, Kim, and thank you for supporting because you're on here quite a few nights. Michelle Hines, thank you so much for joining us. Tasima Jackson had a birthday on the 9th of this past week. Happy belated birthday. I'm going to say it because I said it to you the other night. I'll say it again. John Blackman, thank you so much. He's awesome. And I feel like he's part of the family, and his son, Courtney, as well as the rest of his family. Eleanor, we feel family. Thank you for the support, John. And that's Pastor Courtney Meadows and his new wife, one of my former students, Obisha. Yes, Rudolph played basketball for me down at Hable Middle School. So I appreciate it so much and seeing that family come together. Thank you so much, John, for joining us. Also, we have Samantha Smith. I'm going to leave it to Samantha. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Yvette Smith, my biological sister, the youngest one. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. She said, hello, how are you? We're doing well. Martima Penn, down there from Bullock County. Thank you. And a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Let me give you that shout out, Martima. Thank you so much for joining us. Just made a request today for you to be a friend. And thank you so much. We also have Dana Biles. I just mentioned her earlier in regards to Zuma Mamacita out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and she's doing virtual, and I'll get the dates right, but I'll make sure, but she's on through the week at a certain time, around about 5 or 6, and she comes to you, which is going to be Eastern Standard Time out of Philadelphia, and check her out. Dana, thank you so much. Also, Latte Pickett, one of our first guests on the Monday night show. We had it out another day at that time. It was called Real Talk. And now we is talking real to you. We thank you, Latte, for taking time. And Latte Pickett, she's doing some awesome things as well. Thank you so much, Latte. We also have Allison Holland. Thank you, Allison Holland. Thank you so much for joining us. It's good to have you. Tasima said we hear you, echo. You hear my echo. Okay, that's probably because you hear my, I have the other phone on. I got it on mute, trying to make sure we get a volume in there. Thank you for telling me that so much. Also, we have Ann Schubert, and she's out of McKenzie. Thank you so much down there. I was hanging that phone up because I want to make sure I didn't have that much echo here.
Ann Schuford and the Schuforts down there, thank you so much for sharing your family and sharing out in McKenzie. The boys, I appreciate them. You know, they're good. They're awesome young men. Robert, thank you so much. Bear, Shannon, thank you. All of the boys, all of the Schuforts down there, thank you. As well as No Rest in Heaven, Mr. Schuford, his inspiration to me. Mr. Schuford was just inspired me to work hard to be the best person I could be, the best representative to the young men and ladies down in McKenzie, Alabama. Okay, we also have a few more. Constance Pettis Stout. So I'm gonna see if I didn't get it right. You can correct me. I would appreciate it. Thank you, Constance, so much. Michelle also said, thank you for the words of wisdom. Thank you for joining us. Is Orny Adrina, Audrey? Is Orna Audrey? Thank you so much. You can recommend for this type of topic. You can check out my book, is Don't Be Scared of Love, and it shares some awesome things about dealing with this and dealing with all kind of relationships. The cost of the book is $20. It's Don't Be Scared to Love, and that's I published that here in January. You just go to my email, or you can go to DM me, and I get you the information. The cost of the book is $20. We do Cash App as well as PayPal. Check it out. Check the book out. It'll share some awesome things with you. Again, Tasima, thank you so much. And we have a client of Lisa Levine out of South Florida. Thank you so much. And Lisa recommended this program. Thank you, co-host, so much on Monday night. Recommending this program to individuals to join. It's been awesome. Man, I tell you, the time go by so fast. We're about 10 minutes over the time, and we're going to have to close it down. We have our show on tomorrow night, which is a sports talk show. It's the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. We'll be on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be talking some sports. We're going to talk about COVID-19 and what we're dealing with and what the changes we're dealing with so far. The co-hosts we have, they're so excited to be here, and they will be here tomorrow. So look forward. Just join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about how COVID-19 is affecting sports and the changes, as well as social unrest as well. So we look forward to have an awesome show tonight. It's been good tonight. And this is the Real Relationship Talk Show. We want you to check us out. It's every other Tuesday. You can check us out. And we want you to be a part of it. This is what it's all about. I'm the relationship guru, and I'm sharing some things. But if you want to check out my book, Don't Be Afraid to Love, and it's all about being in relationships and moving toward loving what you need to do. Cost is $20. Go to, you can DM me on Facebook, or you can go to my email, and that's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com to get the information. Again, you DM me and let me know what your interest is, and we have Cash App. I'll post it, but I'm going to post it on my page. I'm going to share it again on my page. You can go to my page on Facebook and see that and check it out. If you're not a friend of so much on Facebook, you can, and I'll ask the person that put you in contact with this program is to share it with you, which is the book, and you can purchase the book, and it's no cost for shipping. We'll get it to $10 of that money go toward a scholarship we set up for the Edna R. Smith Scholarship to a graduating senior, which we're going to start in 21, who's interested in going to community college to get an associate degree or a certificate in cosmetology. That's what we're trying. We're trying to make it do what it do. So check us out tomorrow night with the show on Talking Sports Plus. We're excited about it, and our co-host ready to go, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. You have an awesome night, and I will do the same. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow. You know, truly, truly blessed. Our hashtag is, and I'm going to flip it. I always start with this one, but I'm going to go back. Keep on grinding. This is one I'm going to start with tonight. That's what the hashtag, and that's what we're doing right here, the first hashtag. The second one is, One Life Matter.
Let's keep that in mind. One life matters. We're going through COVID-19. We're going through social unrest. We're going to inequality. One life matter. The next one is communicate for understanding. That's what we're talking about on these shows, communicating, talking about relationships, talking about love, talking about sport, just talking about plain old life issues. And the next one I think is so important, as we talked on our show last night, at least the co-hosts will understand what we want, and that's just the hashtag of responsibility. You are to be responsible during COVID-19. No one has to tell you from the top or the bottom, you know to be responsible. That's our hashtag. We're going to move forward. We're also going to have a hashtag One Life Matter t-shirts that will be available if you're interested in a shirt. We wanted to get them out this week, but we didn't get them out. We're going to make sure we have them for next week. If you're interested, email me and let me know and give me your size. And all I would ask you is just to send for the shipping. The t-shirt will be on me. Okay? So we look forward to have an awesome time doing the thing through the Smith Way Enterprise. Just make sure you contact, like I say, you can do a DM through Facebook, or you can go to my email. That's lowersdsmith15@gmail.com, and you can check us out that way. Let me know you wanted one of the shirts that say hashtag One Life Matter. We'll have that available. We'll try to get them kicked off and ready to go next week. And all we're asking for in the Cash App is the cost for shipping. That's all. That's all we're asking for. We ask you to pay for the shirt. We're just going to ship this on behalf of the Smith Way Production. It's been awesome tonight. But as we close and get to that point in our show, we always want you to understand that, you know, life have many challenges. If we play any music, we want you to keep in mind that, you know, we don't have control of some things, but we do have control of how we feel about people, especially our family. Tell them you love them. Your friends, tell them you love them. Your children, tell them you love them. Your parents, guardians, people who serve as the people of wisdom, tell them you love them. And also make sure you tell your siblings that you love them. And definitely in your relationship, tell that significant person, significant other you do, as well as your spouse, make sure you tell them you love them. You know, life is all about a game change. And we're going to change it in life. We're going to make it different tomorrow night because we'll be talking sports. So have an awesome night. And we will be on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have an awesome time talking sports plus. Have a great, great night. But I'm going to say it like I always say it. I love you.
My love, I ain't never gonna let nothing come between us, my baby. The way I see it, girl, we can rule the world, we can have whatever we want. It's not like you're not worth it, more than deserve it. Girl, when it comes down to love, you're a game changer. Trying to take down everything I would meet. Well, when you came along, baby girl, you changed it all and stopped all my pain. I guess what I'm saying, girl, when it comes down to love, you're a game changer. Take a chance, the game on me, yeah. Oh,
trying to make it right. Just didn't have the power, and you ignored all my tears in the hopes they disappear. I tried to let it go,
but I can't.
You just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I tried to call your name, oh, help me, I'd be wealthy. Learned that I could cope. Well, 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 well. I discovered I could make it. Oh, in nights so long and cold.